Lessons from the Quran Kareem. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The surah that begins the 17th juz of the Quran Kareem is Suratul Anbiya. After Surah Taha and Surah Maryam, where the lesson we had taken was that Almighty Allah will select, He will continue selecting people to see to the preservation of the deen. That the deen has given its promise from Almighty Allah's side that the deen will remain in every era to establish the deen in the world. Almighty Allah would send Anbiya alayhim as-salam, the selected servants of Almighty Allah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Ana qatamul anbiya wala nabiyya ba'di, after me no nabi will come. There was that fear, that worry, that now who will establish the deen? When corruption will come in, when changes will take place, because it's natural. Ulama have given a beautiful example that in every house, in any building, no matter how strong the building is, there will always be a need every now and then for some maintenance to take place. A little touch-up job has to be done. Some paint has peeled away to have it repainted slightly. Almighty Allah has taken the promise. Allah Ta'ala has given a promise that Islam will remain fresh, Islam will remain brilliant, shining, like how it was on the first day in its most natural form. Amazing it is, after 1400 years, not only the words of the Quran has been preserved to the T, but a dua of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which the world would have thought so insignificant perhaps, that something that was read after coming out of the toilet, something that was read after picking up a morsel, something that was read when putting on clothing, when taking out clothing. If a person studies the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is the du'a, it's a miracle. One is how the du'a was preserved. Every sentence of his, where he said a fatha, the fatha was looked after. Where the kasra was said, that was looked after. How this Islam was preserved. For the preservation of Islam, Almighty Allah in this ummah was going to bless the people of this ummah who would stand up. That is why the law was that there is never losing hope. Almighty Allah in the surah, which is called Suratul Anbiya, will make mention of how He blessed the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. The quality that was needed in their era, in their time, at that point, that very same, how Allah tabaruk ta'ala blessed them, the blessings of all the Anbiya alayhimu salam, thereafter fell on the being, personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his most blessed heart, would continue distributing it then throughout his ummah. Certain people will take a great amount of it. Those who would stand up with an effort to stand up for the deen of Almighty Allah, to look after the deen, Almighty Allah would bless him, that his heart would connect with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he would take of these qualities which will now be mentioned. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, Innama ana al-qasim, wallahu mu'ti, that Almighty Allah shall continue giving, and I have been made the distributor. The qualities of the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu wa-salam, Almighty Allah was going to bless the individuals of this ummah. That is why there was never a time to lose hope, according to the need and the demand, as throughout the eras, Almighty Allah made His selected servant stand. In this era also, Almighty Allah will always create, as we will read these qualities. Think of the scholars around us, those that have stood up from the past, present, and those that will continue standing. Allah Ta'ala has blessed this ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would many a time say, the scholars of this ummah are similar to the anbiya of the Bani Israel, meaning how Allah Ta'ala aided them. Almighty Allah will aid the scholars of this ummah. Allah Ta'ala mentioned, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا. See the words where Allah Ta'ala will say, I gave this Nabi, I taught that Nabi, I instructed that Nabi, I inspired that Nabi. In that same manner, Almighty Allah continues giving. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ. Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was still in the house of his father Azar, when the idols were all around him, the normal law is that you grow up according to the deen of your father, locality. If no one teaches you what is the truth, how will you find it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a child is born on fitrah, but it's his father, it's his mother that will either turn him towards Yahudiyat, Nasraniyat. Ibrahim alayhi salam grew up in the house of the idols. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدًا. Almighty Allah says, we blessed him with intelligence, that whatever the environment around him was, it could not affect him. Think of the ulama that stood up in the world. You will hear of those ulama that were born as Hindu, born in a Hindu house. Allah Tabarakallah would inspire them. They would understand that this is, in recent times, one of the great scholars of Darul Uloom Deoband, Maulana Ubaidullah Sindhi, the work Allah Tabarakallah would take from him. Many, many like that. When someone will wonder what brought deen into their house, when their father was so staunch against it, then the very thing that made Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam stand up, إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ, when he said to his father and his nation, مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلِ, these idols upon which I find you, as though you are making i'tikaf, what is this idol? They would say, it's not only us, وَجَدَّنَا آبَاءَنَا, us, our fathers, our grandfathers. Meaning if someone had to ask, where did Ibrahim alayhi salam learn the truth from? He wasn't learning it from his father. He wasn't going to see it in his grandfather, in his great-grandfather. It was going to be inspiration from Almighty Allah. As Allah Tabarakala would bless Ibrahim alayhi salam to see the truth surrounded with falsehood. And Almighty Allah then was going to bless him with the tongue of munazara, the ability to argue with the people, the ability to show the truth. Ibrahim alayhi salam would break the idols and he would leave one idol. The people would come, they would say, أَأَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا, is it you that did this to our idols, O Ibrahim? Blessed with that ability of munazara to show the truth to people, Ibrahim alayhi salam would say, how are you asking me? Look at the one idol that is standing, all the other idols are broken. It is obvious if one is standing still, it's not broken, and the axe is hanging around his neck. Then why are you asking me, did I do it? Rather ask the one who's holding the weapon. It was a unique method of munazara. He said, بَلْ فَعَلَهُ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا, rather this one did it. فَاسْأَلُوهُمْ إِن كَانُوا يَنْتِقُونَ, then don't ask the big idol, because a god can't die. So even though the other idols are all broken, but a god can't be broken. So if this is really your god, your deity, why don't you ask the deities, who broke you? This was not a lie from Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rather, it was a unique method of munazara. That why are you not looking who's holding the axe? Because you also know, even if the axe is put in the hand of the biggest idol, after getting the axe in his hand, when he cannot even move an axe, how are you expecting him to see to all your needs? As for the other idols that are broken, why don't you want to go to speak to them? Is it that because they're broken, your god has died? A god that can die just by someone breaking it. What kind of god is that? Ibrahim alayhi salam was blessed with the tariqah, with the method of munazara, of arguing. Almighty Allah in this ummah has created and will continue creating. Study the books of the scholars of this ummah, the books that they wrote against Christians, against Christianity, against the different firqs that came up, the munazaras and the debates that they would have, and you will understand that how Allah Tabarakala at the right moment inspired them with what an answer. It would be as though that man devoted his entire life just for the study of one branch, of one fitna, of one evil. But then when you will study the life of that alim, you will see in one branch he was writing, then in another branch he was writing. Whenever the need was, Almighty Allah, as he inspired his selected servants, he would create amongst the scholars the people of munazara. Thereafter the fire was prepared for Ibrahim alayhi salam. قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرَدًا وَسَّلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ, he was thrown, flung into the fire. Allah Tabarakala made the people of this ummah, there were those ulama who walked towards the fire. Right in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just after, it was the time of Umar radiallahu an, a sahabi radiallahu an was put in the fire. Sometimes Almighty Allah would allow the individual to burn in this world and he would go straight into paradise. How Ibrahim alayhi salam was ready to enter the fire. There were many scholars of this ummah who went into the fire. And there were those who walked into the fire and it became a garden for them. A Sahabi radiallahu anhu was put in a fire, it did not burn him. Umar radiallahu anhu got the news, he called him, he kissed him, he said, it's only right that I kiss, that the miracle of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Almighty Allah would make it apparent in the people of this ummah also. Allah tabarakallah thereafter mentions about the different anbiya alayhim as-salam, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّتَي يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. We made them guides and leaders for mankind. How Allah tabarakallah made it there, He will continue making in this ummah. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ. We bless them, we send revelation to them of how to do actions, how to do the best of actions for this ummah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say that in every place if there was, it is called muhdath. A person who gets hadith, what we call today ilham, Allah tabarakallah inspires the doing of good actions, the establishing of salah, the giving of zakah. وَكَانُوا لَنَا عَابِدِينَ. Then there was Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wa salam. He found an era of dirt and filth around him. He found an era of the most dirtiest of action, where a man goes to a man. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that this ummah will also one day, as the Bani Israel walked and the previous nations walked, this ummah will also walk that same path. Today when it spread in the times, but in the era of filth and dirt, how there was a Lut alayhi salam for that era, who stood up, who opposed it, who understood opposing such a thing. When you will read, as he told them, what are you all doing? كَانَتْ تَعْمَلُ الْخَبَائِثِ. That you are doing an action which is very filthy and dirty. Then they said to Lut alayhi salam, are you the only clean person around? If you are not happy with it, then go out. Today we have entered a time where this filthy action has spread in the world in such a manner that it has become law, that if a person dares even indicate towards it being dirty, then he is told the same thing, that if you are not happy with the law, then why don't you leave? As Lut alayhi salatu wa salam was told, why don't you leave? Are you very clean? Allah tabarakallah was going to make scholars of the time that they would also say, they would be ready also to indicate and to say that whether you like it or not, this is an action that the nature of man cannot accept. No matter how much pressure would be put on them, somehow or the other on their tongue it would come that there is no way this action can be allowed. And certain times it would come that that man would be told, the scholar would be told, if you don't like it, you must now leave. Allah tabarakallah would bless the ulama of this ummah that no matter how filthy and dirty the era would be, for every era there will be a Lut alayhi salam. وَنُوحًا إِذْ نَادَى مِنْ قَبْلُ. Almighty Allah says, and think about before, when Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, 950 years, the steadfastness of Nuh alayhi salam, again and again he went, calling again and again, going to the house, until the grandsons would say, that you came to my grandfather, are you still not tired? So many people told you, no, you are still knocking on the door. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the days of Hajj, he would show what Nuh alayhi salatu was salam was. Hajj after Hajj, Hajj after Hajj, until the people said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was couple of Hajjs ago that you came, are you still not tired of coming? The answer that was given to Nuh alayhi salam, the wording was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this ummah, in recent times we had seen examples, in now we see examples, when you see the people of the work of Tabligh when it was established, house to house, house to house, knocking at that same door, that same door who last time was not ready to open, next year again the knock is taking place. The following year again the knock is taking place. The person might say, how many times I told you, stop troubling me, irritating me. Allah tabarakallah was going to create people with such steadfastness. As Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, 950 years, even if he was not seeing results, he never lost hope. In this ummah, Almighty Allah was going to create people of unique steadfastness. وَدَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ إِذْ يَحْكُمَانِ فِي الْحَرْثِ إِذْ نَفَشَتْ فِيهِ غَنَمُ الْقَوْمِ وَكُنَّا لِحُكْمِهِمْ شَاهِدِينَ. Almighty Allah says, think about that incident. Nabi Dawood alayhi salam was the qadi, the chief judge. He was the king, he was the nabi of the era. One person's animals at night went into another person's farm and it spoiled the farm. It was not an intentional act of the owner of the animals, but it was his responsibility to look after his animals. When they came in front of Dawood alayhi salam, the demand of qada, of giving the judgment was, that because you spoiled this man's livelihood, it is only right now that you were supposed to look after your animals, you did not look after it. So now your animals, which is your livelihood, you spoiled his. So now yours must be spoiled. So you will give him your animals. His life will carry on. He will get his livelihood. And you must now go and look for something else. That was 100% according to the demands of justice. What you did against him will be done against you. Allah Tabarakala fafahamnaha Sulaiman says that we inspired Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam with another answer which would serve the interests of both of them. With great adab he would go to his father and he would say, O Nabi of Allah. He would say, O Nabi of Allah. It is something to understand that when Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was the Nabi of the time, Sulaiman alayhi salam's nubuwat was going to come after. So it was a non-Nabi now speaking to a Nabi. But Almighty Allah made indication that in this Ummah also, Almighty Allah will inspire certain people, certain scholars. Sometimes the junior will even ask the senior. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam would go and say, O Nabi of Allah, is there a chance for some other solution? Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam will say, what is that? Sulaiman alayhi salam will say, that can we do this here? It is called sulah. One is called the qadi. He gives a verdict. It is the demand. If it's not practiced on, it can be forced upon the individual. But the qadi will always say, the judge will always tell to the parties, but if you all can make some sulah amongst yourselves, if you all can make a truce, Sulaiman alayhi salam was going to make a truce. He would say to the one of the animals, that you give your animals to the one whose farm you have spoiled for 1 year. During that 1 year he will enjoy from the wool of the animal, from the meat of the animal. When there's a need, he will slaughter one, he will eat it and his family. He will enjoy from the milks of the animal. During that 1 year you got to bring his farm, to bring his land back to what it was before your animals destroyed it. You will bring it back to what it was. As you are looking after it, your work will also get done. And when it reaches to the condition which it was once upon a time, because in the end of the day, he is a farmer, not you. And he can't look after animals, you can look after. Your animals will come back to you after 1 year. His farm will go back to him. Both of you all will be looked after. And the error of the animals will be forgotten. It was a unique judgment. Almighty Allah says, فَفَحَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ. In this ummah, Almighty Allah was going to create this faqahat. It was called one faqih would then speak to another faqih. One ruling would be given. Sometimes it would be called qiyas. Another will be called istihsan. That a ruling which is even more deeper. One faqih will say this. This ummah was going to see the likes of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah, Imam Shafi'i rahimullah, Imam Abu Yusuf rahimullah, Imam Muhammad rahimullah, and how many others. That was in the past. Until today, when you read the qada, the fatawa of the different scholars, how each one will go into the depths of the matter. One will give a ruling, another one will say, this is the ruling, but we can also look at this angle, we can look at that angle. Allah tabarak tala, the faqahat that he was going to bless, the anbiya alayhim as-salam of the past, this ummah was not going to be deprived. There was never a time for this ummah to ever lose hope. وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ. Almighty Allah says then, look at the sabr of Nabi Ayyub alayhi salam. In that difficulty, how he would call to his Allah, أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ دُرُّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. It is known as sabr Ayyub. What is sabr? Almighty Allah would accept his duas in this ummah. In recent times, we had the opportunity of seeing Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahimullah on that bed for about 10 years in that condition after paralysis had reached him, the lower part of his body. But when people would come to him, I remember one alim came one time to give him tasalli, to say that, Hazrat, don't worry, Allah will accept the khidmat that you have done already. Now you can't go around in the world, it must be making you so sad. He found Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib in such a jovial spirit, laughing so much, joking so much. He was amazed. He then said that, I came here, but I had all my own parishani also. But I came to give you tasalli. But when I saw your condition, you have given me tasalli. He said, I cannot understand that in this condition that you are, but the sabr that you have, Allah Tawarakullah was going to bless the scholars of this ummah. A unique level of sabr. Sometimes they would see great difficulties in their life. When the British hit the lands of India and many scholars were put in jail, the sabr that they would make in the jail, the difficulties that they would go through later on when the kitabs would be written, of what and what they went through for the deen of Allah. Just reading that there makes a person shiver. Almighty Allah was going to bless this ummah. Was sabr ayyub. Allah tabarakala says, wa ismaila, wa idrisa, wa dhal kifla, wa dhal kifli, kullum min as-sabirin, wa adkhalnahum fi rahmatina, innahum min as-salihin. Every Nabi had his chance. Amazing what the Anbiya alayhim as-salam, in their good they were unique. Even in their errors they were unique. Almighty Allah says, وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا. Think of Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, when he left, فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ. And he never really thought that we would become angry with him. We would make the matter tight for him. But when he realized that I have erred, and my Allah is not happy with me, فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. Even in their errors, they were unique. In their error, Allah Tawaruka says, in that darkness, how he called out to Almighty Allah. His calling out was going to create miracles in the world. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ. His cry to Almighty Allah in the bottom of the ocean was going to bring him back to the top again, which the whole world would have said, there's no way you're coming out of this difficulty. Amazing was the cry when they heard, how quickly they realized that it seems my Allah is angry with me. In this ummah, Almighty Allah was going to bless the scholars of this ummah with that fitrat, with that nature. On every step they would worry that, have I done something that has brought upon me the anger of Allah? And their tawbah would be so unique. They cry to Almighty Allah that even the error of the scholars of this ummah, it would be so unique that it would remove the difficulties, the plights of the people of this ummah. وَزَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْدًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ. Almighty Allah says, think of Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam. He had done his work already. He was the Nabi of the time. But when he reached an old age, his fikr was that, what about after me? Almighty Allah was going to bless the scholars of this ummah, that whenever they would come to an old age, their one fikr would be, not who is going to run my business, not who is going to take over and look after my wife or my mother. How the rest of the world will worry that as I'm going, this business must not collapse. They had one fikr, that after I am going, O Allah, this work that I carried for so long, it must not collapse. Their one fikr would be that the work of deen must not go. That was their own inheritance that they were leaving behind. Who will be my inheritor after me? Allah Tawarakala was going to bless the scholars of this ummah with that fikr. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى. And as Almighty Allah blessed Zakariya alayhi salam with Yahya alayhi salam, although he never thought it possible, وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجًا. At the time when he thought, there's no way I'll get a child, Almighty Allah said, we gave him a unique child. In a similar manner, Almighty Allah always made arrangements for the scholars of the ummah, especially at the time of their life when they came, and they thought, who will look after this work? So much has already been done, I now do not want it to collapse. They looked around them, they could not understand who will carry this burden, but they cried to Almighty Allah, was going to create. Almighty Allah, after Hazrat Murana Muhammad Ilyas Rahimullah, when people thought that who will take this work, suddenly his son Murana Yusuf Rahimullah stood up, and in what a wonderful manner he stood up. After that, Murana Inamul Hassan Rahimullah stood up, and like that, all the branches of deen, no branch has ever collapsed. Allah Tabarakala was going to bless this ummah with the aid that he gave to the Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam. This ummah was not going to be deprived. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَيَدْعُونَنَا رَغَبًا وَرَهَبًا. They had one quality, that dua was in their heart, dua was on their tongue, they had the fear of Almighty Allah in their heart. It was with this dua and their fear, that whenever the need was, whatever the need was, Almighty Allah was going to provide. That was the men of this ummah, but the women of this ummah were not going to be left out also. As women of the previous nation made miracles, was the center of revolution, وَالَّتِي أَحْسَنَتْ فَرَجَهَا. Almighty Allah says, and do not forget, look at the haya in the sentence, for every Nabi the name was taken, but when Maryam radiallahu anha's issue came, Almighty Allah says, and don't forget that woman, وَالَّتِي, even the name was not taken here, to show that this ummah would also have those individuals, those women, those girls, who will be kept behind the veil. They work, the revolution that they would make would be hidden behind the veil of the son of the nephew that they would put in the ummah. The first of this ummah who would show that revolution was Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from behind the veil. She was going to create that revolution through her nephews, through those that would drink milk from her nieces, through those that would come and behind the parda ask her questions. Ulama would mention one in big juz, about one third of the deen of this ummah came from the tongue of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. It was not only knowledge that she was going to spread in the world, she was going to make the boy in front of her who was her nephew, the boy who in front of her was her grandson, meaning foster son, she would make his tarbiyat. She had a nature of adopting. She would bring the child in the house. She would grow up the child making his tarbiyat. When he was of the age of getting married, she would marry him and send him to another country. As he would reach there, he would reach with the ilm of Aisha radiallahu anha. She made miracles, revolutions in the world behind the parda. Modesty was going to be the shan of the woman of this ummah. And with their modesty and their desire for deen at their hands, Almighty Allah was going to bring up children who would create revolutions. وَالَّتِي أَحْفَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا. And do not forget that woman who looked after her chastity. فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ رُوحِنَا. And then we blew into her. وَجَعَلْنَاهَا وَبْنَهَا. We were going to make her and her son a sign for mankind. إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ. This then is your nation. They were one nation. وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ. And I am your Rabb, so continue worshipping me. May Allah Tabarak Ta'ala bless us, that we can also take from the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the end of the surah, Almighty Allah states, وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ. Remember, this has been written in the books long before the Quran. In the Zabur, in the Torah, it was written, أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. That this world, it will always be the selected servants of Almighty Allah that will stand as inheritance in this world. They will always be ghalib. They will always be the ones in charge. Sometimes their ghalaba, sometimes their superiority will be on ilm, with knowledge. In munazara, they will be superior. In their writings, they will be superior. In their talks, in their actions. And there will be a time when the flags of Islam will go high in the world. Inna fi hadha labalaghan liqawmin abideen. Indeed, in this is a message for all the servants of Almighty Allah, that you move towards, you make an effort. The effort that you will make, as the need is, Almighty Allah will continue giving. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's wording again, innama ana al-qasim, I am the distributor. Almighty Allah will continue giving at the end of this juz, which is the end of Surah Al-Hajj. Allah tabaraka ta'ala says, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, what you have to do. The wording of Allahu yastafi min al-malaikati rusulaw wa min al-nas. Remember, Allah will continue selecting from the angels. He has selected messengers, wa min al-nasi, and from people He will continue selecting. Inna Allaha sami'un basir. Allah is all hearing. He hears the du'as of someone who says, oh Allah, I want my son, I want my family. Basirun, Allah is the one seeing. He sees the action, He sees the desire. Allah is aware of everything. What man has to do? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu rka'u wasjudu. Almighty Allah says, you establish the salah, and Almighty Allah will continue giving. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will continue distributing. In salah, man will get a hazz wafir, a great portion of the aid of Almighty Allah. Wa'budu rabbakum waf'alu al-khayra. Continue worshipping your Rabb. Continue doing good actions. La'allakum tuflihun. You will find every door of success opening. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. You continue making your effort. Almighty Allah will continue giving. هُوَ جِتَبَاكُمْ. As Almighty Allah selected in the past, it is Allah who selected you also. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجِ. And He has not made any difficulty in deen. There is no door that cannot be opened. There is no burden which is too heavy to remove. مِلَّةَ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. هُوَ سَمَّاكُمُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Remember, you are on the path of your grandfather, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So proud he was of you, that from the beginning he already said, oh Allah, this nation that will be coming at the ending, I have already given them the certificate that they are Muslim. They have submitted totally towards you. They are ready for this path. May Allah tabarak ta'ala bless us all, that we can become Muslim in the true sense of the word. May Allah tabarak ta'ala allow us all to make effort in this path. and in His kindness, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala aid us as He aided the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam.